Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yes.
Exactly. We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
Rossi, you're out of your mind.
The maid of honor hit the bottle hard and almost hit the best man with his own car.
Does he kiss you?
Here we go. It's Week in Review time. Noon 30. Kiefer Madness on Dale and Keefe. A lot to get to, Dale. Steve DiAssi is in as well.
Busy week this week.
Very, very busy week. In fact, we start out, Rob Ninkovich did a lot of fill-in work over the time of the holidays, including on our time slot. And classic mix-up, Dale. He didn't know who was who. He wanted me to, or he wanted you
to apologize
for something that I said. So this Monday, Ninkovich was in studio, and well, you know, he had some explaining to do.
So I'm listening to the radio station during vacation week, and I hear Rob on there. Happy to hear him.
Yeah, did a couple things.
And he's demanding an apology from Dale because Dale is the one. No, Dale. What are you going to not have any wide receivers? That was his Dale imitation.
Dale should apologize.
Just not have receivers?
So that was his Dale imitation.
Dale should apologize.
Hey,
I agree.
I'm Dale.
I'm sorry.
I'm the one who was on your side, for God's sake.
Apologize, Dale, right now, please.
That's Rich. Yell at him, not me.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I was mistaken. I played football too long. My brain doesn't work right.
It is a classic mix-up. Like Devin and Jason McCourty, Dale Arnold, Rich Keefe.
We look just a lot alike.
Very, very similar.
You guys aren't identical, but you look like siblings.
Steve, how many times did it take for you in studio with the two of us to differentiate the two?
Not that long, Dale.
No. Hold on a second.
Watch.
The whole time. It is. It's a screwy mix-up. Also on Monday, we took a call from one of our favorites, Jerome and Situate, although this went a different direction. This is our flag football champion. Love Jerome and Situate. This was not one of his stronger calls.
Good. Listen, I think this is going to be a life-changing call. And, you know what?
First of all, let me stop it right there.
Life-changing.
That's setting the bar pretty high. Yeah. When you call in, and before you even get to whatever your point was, you say it's going to be life-changing. So let's see if it was.
A life-changing call. And, Dale, you know what? I won't be able to talk to Rich. He's still wet behind the ears. But I know you know Nelly real well.
So I do.
You probably know this. And I've met Nelly a few times. But do you know what team Doc started out with? You know Doc and Nelly's, right?
Yep.
Do you know what team he started out with? Doc.
What are we doing here?
Also, Lance Allworth got his name Bambi.
Jerome! It's a new year. It's a bold new year, Jerome. We usually like your shenanigans, but you got to kind of cut to it.
When exactly?
Jason Rossi has a real quick trigger this year.
When exactly did Doc and Nelly's go out of business?
I don't know what he was saying.
15 years ago?
Minimum.
20 years ago?
Yes.
Now, one thing that Jerome was right about was that he couldn't talk to me about any of that because I was lost from the get-go.
I was lost.
I had no idea where he was going.
Can you clear, what is Doc and Nelly's?
It was a restaurant, sports bar type of thing in Canton.
Nightclub.
No, it wasn't.
There's a downstairs, if you knew the handshake.
VIP room?
What? The massage house.
What?
They only did massages. That
I
was
know
it.
Steve Nelson. He's a friend of mine. Doc Lankitis. He was a friend of mine, but I was lost.
Where was Jerome headed there?
I don't know.
He was trying to. Then he drops a Lance Allworth on us. It's like, what on earth?
Do you know how he got his nickname Bambi?
That was very confusing. On Tuesday, we talked about how Matt LaFleur got the Green Bay Packers job. He, of course, the offensive coordinator from the Titans, who didn't even know Derrick Henry was on his team until the final 3 weeks of the season. So we discussed that. It was very, very good. It was so good that Missy in Framingham had to call in and tell us just how good it was.
You know, the stuff you were saying about Derrick Henry and LaFleur, oh, my God, I was rolling. Just, you know, in the last few games, all of a sudden, he realized, oh, hey, we have Derrick Henry. Let's run him. Give him the ball more. I was crying. You were cracking me up. You know, that was just, that was priceless.
She was rolling. She was crying.
You had her.
Cracked her up.
You had her on the floor, Keith.
That's right. Had her rolling on the floor laughing.
The comedic stylings of one Rich Keith.
Rolf. Rolling on the floor laughing.
Stuff you were saying about Derrick Henry and LaFleur. Oh, my God. I was rolling.
I was rolling, which is a great Limp Bizkit song. Rossi, play it.
Yeah, got
rolling,
it.
Rolling, 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 rolling. No? Okay. We'll just move along then.
Thanks, Rossi.
I don't have the rolling button.
Now, we already know Dale is smart. We know this going in.
I don't know.
Don't be too humble here. Mm-hmm. We know he's very smart, and every once in a while, he finds a way to prove it on the air.
Hey, I'm going to use the word litmus. I don't know the correct spelling, but in the litmus test,
LITMUS. If you're,
oh,
if
look
you're
at the brain on
later.
Dale. Oh,
there you go.
Spelling B. Arnold over here.
Okay. Yeah, well,
I don't see any. Let me use another one. A kind of precipitous.
Spell it, Dale.
Any of his numbers.
Spell it.
What's the spelling? Spelling broad, Dale.
That guy was so pleased with himself. That was David. He was so pleased with himself that he was using big words.
I
but
gotta
he had to
be
stop.
Honest. Litmus is not that hard.
Yes, it is. How litmus? Often do you use litmus?
LITMUS. Yes.
Right.
But how often Steve do you says, use it? Yes, of course.
Right. Oh, come on, Steve.
I'm going to use the word litmus. I don't know the correct spelling, but in the litmus test,
LITMUS.
It's not a common word, but it's certainly
it's not,
not
a common word,
but it's not a tricky word.
How many
word.
Ways would there be to spell litmus?
I don't know. There could be like a PH in there. Like you never know.
MOUS.
PH.
Yeah, letters are tricky.
It's not litmus.
It might be.
MOULITMOUS.
I don't know.
Litmus.
I'm not very good at
that's actually the European spelling.
Is it? Yeah.
Is that
well,
right?
Yeah.
The King's English.
BC education going on over there.
Yeah, that is a very good spelling.
I went to the other BC, Bowdoin College.
But then Dale went the other way here. So on the one hand, he's showing you the
wicked
academia.
Smart.
The academia? Academia?
Yeah.
Spell it.
Who would know? But
academia.
he'll get physical as well here as he's trying to defend Providence.
All right, let me just preface this next part by saying, for our listeners in Providence, 103.7,
yeah.
Love you guys.
Thanks for tuning
love
in.
Love all of you.
Yes.
We love the city of Providence.
Yep.
We love our listeners in Providence.
All good.
We
Rhode Island Comic Con was great.
Love for
what all, did you just do?
Pound in my chest.
Oh,
a
what?
Little pound in my heart.
Do you know
little,
he's pound his chest
just,
in
just
here?
Loving all of you down there in Providence. It actually hurt a little bit.
Yeah, you don't do that to yourself. Dale just started smacking himself.
I was going for sound effects. What are those, Steve? Steve.
Yeah.
No, that's
yeah.
not
love you guys.
Smart. Yeah. He hit himself four straight
yeah.
times in the heart.
Well, just two. That's all I could break.
Don't hit
he
was the
thinking
heart.
About a third. Right. That's what he was doing.
No,
he was heart punching himself.
The inside of the shoulder. You don't really go for the.
It was not light. He really was
swinging. No, he really. I mean,
well,
so,
you're not going to get
that
any sound if I go.
Take that problem.
Dale, you can always
who's
use the mic.
Hear that.
Really good. Really good stuff.
Good to know you're down with the homies from Providence.
Thank you. So. Thank you.
Now, on Wednesday, we were down with the, I would say, early 2000s rap rock era, as we could not avoid a certain band. We got a whole lot of saliva.
I think we've pretty much plumbed celebrated. The depths of the saliva
catalog
hit list
we
here.
We celebrated the entire catalog.
They're known poets. For their yeah, known for their lyrics.
Yeah, they're like Shakespeare, these guys.
Not, that you, could, not that you can understand any of them, but...
No, this was the rap rock era...
New metal, as they called it.
New metal?
N-U.
Yeah. And they would really kind of... Yeah, listen to this part. Look at that. This guy's got honey in his voice. Go ahead, take it. Real nice. Wait, are you telling me this is the same guy that was also rapping a moment ago?
What?
No way!
The range.
One of the more versatile lead singers that you're probably ever going
to
hear.
Can't believe he's... Flipping burgers now. It's hard
no,
to
know. Oh, well, take it back.
Imagine. What?
Take it back. He's probably what? Still on tour.
No, I guess what I meant. Did
I
meant
that?
Rossi has the update on saliva.
Did I mean that?
Do you want to tune in, Steve, for just a second?
All right, fine. Go ahead.
The lead singer of Saliva no longer with the band.
Oh, I thought you were saying with us.
I thought you were going to say no longer with us.
No, he's.
I was going, oh, no. Oh,
they're coming on tour to like some like pub.
Oh, with a replacement?
And not with the
that guy was good.
They're playing Doc and Nelly's next week.
Josie Scott. Now, did he start his own band?
No, he's doing solo stuff. So
well, okay, solo
gonna...
he
stuff.
Should. He was the heart and soul of that whole band in the first place.
Solo
don't
career.
Don't you do that, Steve.
Right?
Solo
don't
career.
Don't besmirch
what?
Saliva.
I'm not. I'm just telling you, he was a driving force
he
behind
really was.
The arc that was Saliva.
I feel like you take him
the
out
arc.
Of Saliva, there is no Saliva. Yeah, they had a good run.
They
good
did.
Run. They had hits.
Yeah.
They had at least a couple hits.
At least one. Definitely. Sort of hit.
And then yesterday, Dale, we opened up the show talking about we have the same experience. Sometimes when we stop to get coffee, there happens to be someone. And
I stopped today. They weren't there.
I agree with you. So let's get into a shared experience that we have.
Maybe next time I'll ask if I can take a picture of them, like a selfie with them.
So this, by the way, so this is, there's an enormous.
Who is this man you speak
there's
of?
There's an enormous Great Dane that
at
is
this
at Starbucks, the
Starbucks right over here.
Yeah.
The biggest Great Dane you've ever seen in your life.
Really?
And
I mean,
he sits there with a woman.
It's like Keith pointed out.
Keith could ride him.
Right. You could. Oh, he's a big guy.
I love that.
Big, beautiful, great Dane.
Big, sad eyes.
Yeah. Gray or black?
White.
Oh, mostly white with some black. And if you ask to pet the dog, you get a stern no.
Really?
Yeah.
Service
dog.
He's working.
He's a working dog.
Really?
He mainly is sitting in her lap looking plaintively at everyone. Hey, I'm over here.
He's got kind of sad eyes as well.
A little ear scratch, maybe?
Oh, you'd love an ear scratch. This guy would love an ear scratch.
That right rear leg.
Oh, he'd be kicking. He might knock over all the tables in there, though.
Nose muzzle. Who's a good baby? Who's a good baby?
This guy is. His owner won't have it, though.
I'd have to try to pick him up, too.
Oh, you, good luck.
I'd have to.
I bet I can pick him up. Please don't. Sir, please don't. Please don't. All these drinks start rocking over.
Who's a good baby?
He's kicking out of it, trying to get out.
Who's a snuggle baby?
I wish you'd been there
with us. I know. I just wanted a selfie. I didn't ask to pick him up. I'm not like, hey, let me pick him up.
Maybe next time I'll ask if I can take a picture of him, like a selfie with him.
You could stand beside him, and he'd still be over waist height level.
Do you think she'd let me take a selfie with him?
I don't think
so. I'm like, I promise they won't touch him. Do you mind if I just snap a quick pic? I want the world to see this beautiful dog. I think I'm going to take a quick pic, maybe even a sneaky pic. Walk by a sneaky pic.
if you snap the sneaky pic and he then takes your arm off, we'll know what kind of dog he really is.
Nah, I'm a dog person. I don't fear any dogs. I feel like I could talk sense into any dog. Now, I'm curious, can you pet him? I don't know why you can't pet him.
I don't think.
It's just in and out. I gotta be honest. Ears and go, oh, who's a good guy? Who's a good guy? You're a good guy. That's all I want to do. He just really wants somebody, because she's never petting him.
She's always sitting right by the door.
Yeah, she looks annoyed at him. She's like mad about that he's there. I'm like, you're the one who got a 200-pound service dog. There's smaller ones you can get. The dog's just a monster.
Oh, he outweighs her by a fair amount.
Significantly. She, no joke, could ride him around, and he would have no problem. She might. I've never seen her out of the chair. She might ride him. I didn't see a saddle, but I wouldn't be surprised next time.
She could ride him bareback.
Dale, please. It's 10 a.m.
Well, you don't know?
You don't know. But yeah, I went there today hoping to see him as well, but he was not there. But we run into him, I would say, once a month at least.
Oh, at least. Oh, maybe a couple times a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Just right over here. And she's always just staring at her phone.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there going, hey.
Please pet me. He's got the saddest, droopiest eyes. Hey, it's like his eyes each weigh 20 pounds.
I'm a dog. I'm going to blink twice. I'm being held.
Help me.
Help me.
Please open the door so I can run out.
I will gallop after you. I would love you long time.
Like, he doesn't have a bowl of water there. He needs something. Give him a treat. They got little snacks there.
Yeah, something, anything, right?
It's a real shame.
Oh.
But anyway, there you go.
How much do you think he weighs?
170.
He's a big dog.
Yeah,
because that's no problem for Steve. 170, right?
No, you could pick him up. I think it would be a little awkward. I don't think he's used to it.
Legs going everywhere.
My buddy had a 200-pound bull mastiff, and that dog loved it when I picked him up. Loved it. And then I'd pick him up. You know, and
how do you know he loved it? Did he tell you?
He didn't bite him.
He'd come running over to me, and I'd pick him up. Then I'd put him down. We'd get on the floor, and we'd wrestle.
Nice.
Yeah. That's the best.
That's the best.
There's nothing
dog
better.
People have kind of freaked me out.
You
guys freak me out. No,
you pee in the shower, Rossi, so you don't have the right to say anything.
Yeah, your dog doesn't pee
in the shower, Rossi.
Even your dog knows to go outside.
Yeah, that's the problem. If I had a dog, pee in the shower.
He has a cat. Who knows where your cat pees? Your cat probably pees all over the house.
Go for it.
Honey, it's too cold out.
Let it rip.
I'm going to take Fido for a walk in the shower.
Absolutely. Clean that puppy right up. No big deal.
Fido, not number
gross.
Two.
Disgusting.
All right, when we come back, we're going to give money to DeAussi to take down to Twin Rivers.
This is
and
huge.
Bet
we got to put our heads together and find the best pick possible.
Sweet. If we have to reach an agreement on a consensus bet, I'm not feeling good
about
this.
Do you feel safe giving it to Steve, by the way?
Do I have to show you
the ticket? He even said earlier in the show he might play the house, is what he said.
Doesn't matter. You get your money back.
Did you
what
hear
if we win? Win?
That's what I'm saying. If you win, you get your money.
I want the winnings, not just my money back. Like you're holding
it for
me.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You get you bet and your winnings back. But what I'm saying is, I might look at your bets and think they're preposterous.
He's going to veto our bets?
I'll veto them. Okay. I'll accept them as the house because the house always makes money.
That is definitely true.
Well, they take a lot more bets than just one, but still. Yeah.
Do I trust him? This is the same guy who was going,
he's picking up bull mastiffs.
Of course I trust them. 617-779-7937, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hey, I agree.
I'm Dale.
I'm sorry.
I'm the one who was on your side, for God's sake. level.
Do you think she'd let me take a selfie with him? I'm like, I promise I won't touch him. Do you mind if I just snap a quick pic?
L-I-T-M-U-S. If you're,
oh, look
if you're
at the brain
later.
On Dale.
Life-changing call. And, Dale, you know what? I won't be able to talk to Rich. He's still wet behind the ears.